Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, if you guys are watching the webcast anywhere in the world, give us a call tonight, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know whether you can call us toll-free from anywhere in the world, but I've got Lori calling from Japan tonight. We know Lori. She's a teacher, and she sent us some cool pictures, not only of herself with her bowl hair, I mean with her Japanese students, but also she sent us some pictures like she was in Vietnam or Cambodia or something, and it was pretty... pretty weird. And Dan from the Sweet Feathery Jesus webcast party somewhere in Asheville, North Carolina, I think, is going to be checking in with us tonight. But first, I wanted to read to you some, you know, we're always asking for good lines from the show, and they have a great site. One of the forums on Sweet Feathery Jesus has a site where they've talked about some of the lines from the show, and I was looking at a few of them, but I didn't want to read them all before I went on the air, so I had Doug highlight for me, Doug, our webmaster, highlight some of these lines that he thought were funny. One of them just made me freaking fall out of my chair this afternoon, which is this one here. Tell the lesbians that Bob Green's coming and hell follows. Anyway, are any of, here's Vernon Dozier. He said this in the spring of 04, when he wanted to get beaten up to prove how tough he was. That he could get the crap kicked out of him and he wouldn't cry. He walked into a bar, an African-American bar in Orlando, Florida, and said the following thing. Any of you jigaboos got a light? All right. Chris Norton said the following. I guarantee that if you saw me, you'd need a mop. Then we have this line from, I believe it was Roy Hutchins' kid. Steve Bozell said this to Roy Hutchins' kid. You know what? You're adopted. Suck on that. Also, Ted Bell, who asks people sometimes, peach cobbler, you know, he wants to know how educated people are. Peach cobbler, a dessert or a gay shoemaker? Peach cobbler. Let's see what else we got here. As I said, here we go. Lloyd said this on August 17, 2005. I find it very interesting that these opinions are coming from a man with the name Vagina. Lloyd also said, if the caller says shame on you one more time, I'm going to go out and get a picture of June Cleaver and play with myself. Vernon Dozier said, every morning my wife backs her Cadillac Escalade over my hand and I don't cry. So that was from Vernon. This is all off of Sweet Feathery Jesus, which is their good one-liner forum. Let's see if we have any more. Lloyd Bonafide said, I black out when I fight. I used to take medicine for it. Lloyd used to black out all the time when he got into a fist fight. And then this is a line from, I think, Vernon Dozier, where he says, just remember, ma'am, when the president goes, boom. Oh, this is when he was doing that little baby voice.
Da-da. When the president goes, boom.
Someone has to clean it up. Art Bell, 3,000 people are dead. Art Bell, 3,000 people are dead, and I'm the only one looking for jars of analies. Like that had something to do with it. Ted Bell, I wipe my rear end with Hooters. Because he thinks his steakhouse is all this. Doug Danger, Star Wars is the movie. Star Wars is to the movie industry. Doug Danger said this. Star Wars is to the movie industry what gonorrhea is to the Virgin Mary. Wow. Very heavy, man. Very heavy. Let's see if I get just Doug circled anymore, and then we'll move on to our phone calls. Herb Sewell said to me about a caller, Walter Belhaven would rip his throat out and feed it to him, and he'd smile and ask for seconds. And here's one line that we got off of off the site. RC said, you're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of sons of bitch. Oh, no, it's better the way he said it. You're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of son of a bitches. Where'd you get that, man? Off of Sweet Feathery? Here's one. Well, of course, we know this one. This is Lloyd. I'd leave your butt up with a flower in it. I'm just trying to figure. Oh, yeah. RC Collins. From a episode of our show called Scotty's Kid is a Mongo. Quote, look, I only got one nut and I got less chance of Mongo kids on account of it. And Brad Rifkin said, because we've got a picture of a child very tastefully being strangled, I'm being accused of bad taste. What is it with Brad and his advertising ideas? They are definitely a freaking weird thing. Here's one that Margaret Gray said. If you saw a pair of 8.5, 9 West shoes, you'd accidentally leave your kids locked in a car too long, too. No, no. Actually, what she said, if you saw a pair of 8.5, 9 West shoes on sale, you'd actually leave your kid locked in a car, too. Bobby Dooley said, thanks for John Lennon. She was saying this to a British caller. Thanks for John Lennon. Now buzz off. Or pee off, something like that. Vernon Dozier, after soccer style, kicking a milkshake. Vernon Dozier went up to some kid and soccer style kicked a milkshake out of his hand. I'll tell you something right now. I'll tell you something right now. That's 3 points. He goes up and he does like a freaking Paul Edinger, just boom. Dr. Jim Sadler, not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my picky finger out and go, ooh, yeah, like the Macho Man. We know that one. Here's one. Jim Pauley said this on our show. I'd like to see where it says in the Bible, no cone gobbing. And you need a guy who can lick his own eyebrows. Very cool, man. Jim Pauley. Here are our quotes from Steve Bozell. Steve Bozell was talking to a woman and asked, quote, do you eat your lunch out of a box? And then he also said, if you can get more love from a dog than from your wife, mister, I guess you know who your friends are. This is one from Vernon Dozier Vernon Dozier, after a huge tard jumped out of the second floor window of his haunted house. This is Vernon Dozier. I'm quoting the dude who posted this. Vernon Dozier, after a huge tard jumped out of the second floor window of his haunted house after thinking he saw a vampire. Quote, Most kids what think they seen a vampire will call 911. Good Lord, that's a long way to run, man. All right, this is from the one-liner forum on sweetfeatheryjesus.com. I think we got them all. I mean, just the ones that, R.C. Collins commenting on something. He says it wasn't a hate crime because the guy wasn't a Negro. And I think that's it. All right, so we'll go to our calls. We have people calling from Vancouver, India. Ram's back from India. Oh, Jesus. And we have Japan, and we got people watching the webcast, and we'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Tonight is our webcast night, and we are joined by listeners from around the world. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686.
You mess with a NASCAR fan, and you might as well be messing with the Bakersfield chimp.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to talk to some folk. Oh, we have our flashback, too. Well, let's get to the guys who are at the Sweet Feathery Jesus webcast party. And then we got Lori in Japan, Ram over there in India, Greg in North Carolina, and Nick in Vancouver, Canada. Let me go over here, though, first to Dan. Hello, Dan.
Phil.
How are you, man?
How's it going?
Hey, dude, are you the administrator of Sweet Feathery?
Yes, sir. That was my understanding.
That's your understanding, yes, sir. But you know what? We're getting more and more fun out of that website, man. I mean,
we just couldn't be happier that you like it. We love you guys and we love your show. And
well, I just read the lines that you guys were that you had posted, you know. Yeah. And I don't know if you know, but Wikipedia, somebody posted all of the products from Peenemann Enterprises.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Was that one? Do you think it was one of
Nate
those?
Nate actually sent you an email about that. I guess last night.
Who did?
Nate from our site.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that was why I went over there. But I was just looking back at Chimp Chow. That was just freaking me out. So, dude, how is this thing going, man? Now, you invited just anybody to come to your house, didn't you?
No, it's actually a guy by the name of Rusty Pelican. That's his name on there.
Okay, okay.
And it's his house, and we've got a small collection of Gloids, but, you know, Gloids nonetheless. And we're all here just partying out. We're feeding beer to the dogs, and we're watching you on the big screen TV. And
oh, far out, okay. Yeah, so you're looking at me right now, huh?
What's that?
You're looking at me right now?
No, I'm actually outside because they got the TV way up.
Oh, okay. That's what I can hear, in other words. Hey, are we on 7 Second? I'm asking Mark because I don't hear myself repeating to myself. So you're in Asheville, North Carolina, huh?
Yeah,
So you are most of the cats on Sweet Feathery Jesus, like, from back there? Or are they? Well, they're from all over the place, but most
you know
of the guys
what?
Have got...
A lot of them are from North Carolina, probably way more than in California, actually.
Yeah, there's probably a high incidence of some kind of inbreeding, wouldn't you think?
Probably. That's probably it.
Of Gloid breeding.
Yep.
A bunch of gloids. Well, I'm very grateful you guys called in tonight. I'm happy that you guys are watching the webcast. Is there anything we can do for you? Any requests that you'd like us to perform?
Well, I would just wanted to hear from Herb a little bit. He's pretty much the house favorite here.
Yeah, Sewell's got to call in, man.
Yeah, we got to hear him.
I don't know if you heard him the other night when he was talking about how even though Walter Belhaven would like kill people, he was so good at horticulture that the families of his victims would call him 6 months later and get advice on tree rot.
Yeah, that was great.
So maybe we'll get Herb to call in then.
Sweet.
All right, brother. Have another brewski. Good to talk to you guys.
You too.
We love you and appreciate you.
Thanks. Back
All right, man.
You.
See you later, man. There's Danny from Sweet Feathery Jesus. And they're back in Asheville, NC, at the webcast party. Lori, hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. This is Lori. How do I pronounce your last name, Lori?
Well, actually, my name is Laura, but Laura Hokage.
And Laura is in Tokyo, Japan, right?
Otsu, which is in the middle of Japan that no one's ever heard of.
You're in Otsu. And we had your picture on our homepage for a while there with your students.
Yeah.
What class do you teach?
I teach high school, so I teach English in all three levels of high school.
That's cool.
So,
and that's your boyfriend I saw in a picture, right? Is that like your husband or your boyfriend or something you're back there with?
No, that's my coworker. So that's not my husband.
How did I misunderstand? Well, you're just kind of a single chick kicking around right now, huh?
Yeah, to get a date in Japan and be a girl, a foreign girl, is like impossible.
Why do you want to live there then? I mean, why don't you come back to,
I'm leaving in July, but the culture and the history is really interesting, so that's why I came here.
And I know that you have an appreciation for the Spock haircut because you went all the way down to Southeast Asia. You took a river down the Mekong boat. Woo! You took a boat down the Mekong River, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And Laura sent us pictures. In other words, she sent us pictures of what it would be like on a Navy patrol boat in about 1968 as the hill people were throwing spears at you. So she says, here's a nice mud village here, Phil.
Yeah, that was great with Lloyd. It's basically like they're 20, 30, 40 years behind. So, you know, you have this little engine on a boat that takes 2 days to go down the river.
20 years behind? I mean, if they're still using spears, isn't that... more? I mean, that's pre-gunpowder. That's a long time.
Yeah, well, maybe a little more than that. Depends where you are. You
know. Now, Laura, do you hook up with other Phil Henry fans in the Japan metropolitan area, or is it just a lonely thing over there, man? You know?
Well, actually, my coworker is the one who introduced me, because he's from L.A.
Okay.
So both of us, him and his wife and me, we all sort of like and talk about it. So, and slowly I've been getting other people into it because no one has heard of it, you know?
Well, I mean, are you actually going to get Japanese people into it? I mean, can they understand?
Well, two people I know, like, their English, they lived in the States for a while, so their English is really good. So the humor is a little bit different, but I'm trying, so.
Well, you know, I mean, they got some nerve because did you ever see Lost in Translation?
Yeah.
You know how they had Bill Murray on that late night Japanese show? Does that thing exist? The guy had like white hair and he was really weird. He wore like a pink suit. You know
Well,
what I mean?
Japanese TV is very, very, very strange. So anything could be found.
Ask about the bull. Where do you get the bull?
Excuse me. Bud wants to know something. What?
What about the bull?
Bud wants to know where they get the freaking bull to stick on their heads. They don't actually have a bull haircut.
Well, where'd they get it?
Well, they're too good at it. They don't need a bowl.
They don't need a bowl. And you can buy a bowl anywhere, man.
Like where?
At a department store. Go get a freaking bowl.
Or is it like in hair care?
Yeah, that's it, bud. There's a bowl in a hair care area. So anyway, Lori.
Ceramic or clay?
Why don't you shut up? Go get me a Coke. Go get me one of them Starbucks peppermint drinks that Wayne's so fond of. So, Lori, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, so you come back to the States in July, and you listen to us online. Well, you're very sweet to call us. I just wanted to say that really more than anything.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm such a big fan, so.
Oh, wow, thank you.
It's really cool.
When you're coming back to America, swing through Cali. Come on, see us.
Well, I'm actually from California.
Where are you from?
My family's there.
Whereabouts in California?
I'll be visiting them. I'm originally from Costa Mesa.
Oh, hell, you're a local girl.
Yeah, I live in Seattle these days, which I don't like very much.
You should. But. You got to get out of Seattle. It's a fantasy land. There's nothing real up there. There's nothing real there. It's all. Plus, haven't you had enough Asians? Don't you want to get a little? Anyway, Lori.
No,
or Laura, I'm sorry. What were you going to say? It sounded like you called me an asshole. What?
Oh, no.
I know, I'm kidding.
I was just going to say, well, you know, living here so long, of course you need Asians. And Seattle and Washington's not bad. So.
Yeah, the thing about Seattle is there's nothing wrong with it, but when I'm there and I take a deep breath, I get the faint scent of just a, I don't know, like a broccoli fart. So I just can't deal, but you know what?
Maybe. Yes, we have it's called the aroma of Tacoma, so.
That's what it is.
Smell.
That's the ass factory.
Bud says there's an ass factory in Tacoma. That's why it smells that way. All right, Laura, thank you very much for calling us tonight.
Yeah, thanks so much.
God bless you.
Okay,
peace out.
Bye.
Peace out from the West. And now let's go over to India, where Ram is waiting. Got to talk to Ram. No webcast is complete, Ram, now without you, brother.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Good. It's always great to hear your voice, man. Now, Rob,
I'm so grateful for you to take my call. Thank you very much.
Dude, people would probably think your voice is made up or that I'm doing it, but you're a real guy, right?
Yeah, even your screener asked me if I was real, and I asked him to contact you, and I told him that you know me, so.
Yeah, yeah. And I had your picture up on our site, I think, once. You guys were in some kind of a frock. Some whack thing that was going on over there, man. And you also sent us the pictures of that shrine where people, like, worship their guns or something. I forget what it was. So, Ram, tell people where, again, I know I ask you this, and it may be redundant, but I need, because we have new listeners all the time. Where do you live in India?
I live in a place called Bangalore, Bangalore.
Now, I've heard, is that the same thing as a Bangalore, like the weapon?
I have no idea, sir. I have heard that when I was watching Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
But I have no idea about what it is.
The Bangalore is like a tube that you light a fuse, and it's an extended way of shoving an explosive up a German's rear end.
Yeah, here
I think.
They have some ordnance factories when the British ruled us.
That's it.
They had some ordnance factories, so they might have had a nickname for it.
I'll bet you anything it was made in India, but they used it in Normandy. Well, I know that the colonialism of the British was repressive, but at least you guys made some damn good kraut-killing stuff.
Now we got rid of the Islamic Empire. I mean, there is a silver lining to the crowd. Cloud.
The Slav Empire? The who? Oh,
the Islamic Empire. The Mughals were ruling India before the British came in, the Muslims.
I know.
From Iran and Iraq.
Exactly. See, here's my thing. People say, hey, Phil, where are you standing on that whole India-Pakistan thing? I said, I'm with India, man, all the way. India's like our people, see? Like, they got newspapers and movies and stuff, and it's kind of messed up, but then so's America. I can't go with Pakistan. It's too weird.
Yeah, there's I always tell my American friends that we are the towel heads who don't shoot at you.
Exactly. Exactly. I'd like to just see one cat that wraps a turban that doesn't want to have my heart on a platter. So we're the towel heads that don't shoot at you. Hey, Ram. Always great to talk with you, brother. I appreciate that. So you watching the
thing? Sir, no worries. Before I go, I wanted to tell you one small thing.
Yeah.
The other day I was speaking with, Toby Bo from Sweet Feathery.
Yeah.
And we were discussing about Herb Sewell, and, you know, we came to the conclusion that what is really scary is Herb Sewell actually lives in your head.
Yeah, well, that's true. He does. When you say he lives in my head, it's an outhouse that I had built right behind my home. Well, you know what? What I'm most proud of with Herb is that he is a sick, degenerate bastard, but he's actually kind of funny.
Oh, so. I love him.
Jesus. Yeah, he is wicked, dude.
I think he needs to have a relapse.
Yeah, he's got to go back. Him and Walter got to plot some more. Okay. All right, Ram. Well, I think he's going to be on tonight, so thanks for calling us.
Bye-bye,
he's
sir.
He's like Wayne just said, that Herb is a likable scumbag. You know? All right, pal. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Actually, I say evening. What is it, like 4 in the afternoon over in India right now? And Laura, who called us, I know it was like right now it's around 11 o'clock in the morning in Japan, so it's all in a heap. What is this gay stuff?
You want me to play it?
Okay, we'll be right back after this word from Oldsmobile on The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Roast on ABC.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, I do have Herb Sewell on the line. Herb, you're also at a webcast party, right?
Say that again, Phil.
You're also at a webcast party.
Indeed I am, Phil. I'm at a Phil Hendry Show webcast party here. We're over here at Mount Mabel Guthrie's, and if you can hear me, some of the guys, their wives are here, and we are enjoying it immensely. And I got a particular kick out of the gentleman, the dothead from who was the dothead?
Was it the dothead? That was Ram. He's our buddy from India.
No. I know he's friend. I got a real kick out of him. And Bonnie Bellhaven is here. She says hello. And
Where is this?
Phil, I'm over at Mark Mabel Guthrie's. There's a gathering of a lot of the guys that I knew once I got out of the Tascadero. You know, we stayed in touch. And this is a gathering of some of the guys that I was in the halfway house with.
Now, you were, so people know, and I feel it necessary. God, it's loud, isn't it?
Well, we're having a good time. Bunny brought a chili, and we're having a very good time.
Now, hold on for a minute. You were in a Tascadero forensic. Can you get in a quieter area?
Phil, I'd love to, but right now I've got to stay here because some idiot called for pizza, so I'm the only one with a checkbook. So I got to wait for the Domino's guy. What was your question?
You were at a Tascadero, which is a forensic psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane, for 8 years, for child molestation.
That's correct, yes.
And for committing crimes against women. Walter Bellhaven, who is Bunny's husband, is in there for a serial murder, basically, right?
That is correct, yes.
And who is Mark Mabel Guthrie?
Mark Mabel Guthrie, I met up at Tascadero. These are all people that I was with the halfway house. You know, in other words, there's some people who never get out of there. You know, Walter's never going to get out of a Tascadero. Neither is, what's that, dear? No, I don't want any chili. Bunny is pushing a chili. I never.
Hold on. Bunny Bellhaven is the wife of Walter Bellhaven.
That is correct, yes.
Let's let people know what Walter did.
Well, I think you probably know the story as well as I do by now, Phil.
He murdered people.
Yes, Walter murdered people, yes. You know, it's funny. It's not really enough to say that Walter murdered people. Because when you say that, it's almost like saying, excuse me, Phil. I had some of the Mickey's wide mouth. Now, when you say that Walter murdered people, that's like saying that Leonardo da Vinci drew stuff. You know what I'm saying? In other words...
No, I know.
It doesn't do him justice. Walter was a world-class serial murderer, and as a result, was remanded to custody of the state of California in the Psychiatric Forensic Division. And the reason for this, really, is that he is criminally insane. The things he's done... there's almost an admiration. As a matter of fact, Phil, tonight I'm here with Bunny Bellhaven is here, Walter's wife.
Let me get a good question. Bunny knows all these guys that are there used to be in a halfway house with you?
Right. We've got Jim Pennifer is here, Phil. Clark David Lyle is here. You've read about here. All of these guys you've read about. Just so you know what we're dealing with here. Clark David Lyle, William Asbury, Jeffrey Hugh, Mark Mabel Guthrie, myself, Herb Sewell. We have been in the newspaper, all of us. And I, Phil, you have to understand, I'm not proud of what I did. And neither are these gentlemen, but this is a real Hall of Fame. And Bunny Bellhaven, it's a very festive atmosphere here as we're watching the Phil Hendry webcast. Very, very festive with Bunny and her chili and everything.
So the guys have these men are married?
Oh, yes, yes. As much as you can hear, Mark's wife hasn't shut up yet. Mark Mabel Guthrie, it's Susan Guthrie. Mark made the joke this afternoon. We went outside, we were setting up the party. He says, you know what, one of these days, he says, I hope I never offend again, but I really pray to God that if I ever have to murder someone, I hope it's only my wife. You know, in other words, he doesn't want to kill anyone, but he hopes that if he has to kill someone, he only kills his wife. You know, Phil?
God, this is... So you got yourself a party.
Right, but the point I'm trying to make...
By the way, we're talking with Herb Sewell, who has spent 8 years at a Tascadero Forensic Hospital for murder.
No, not murder.
Okay, well, child molestation, excuse me.
Thank you.
Jesus. So go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say to you, Phil, Jim Pennifer is here. Clark David Lyle is here. Ask anyone who is interested in these kinds of exotic things. I'm not saying it's for everyone. And I'm not saying I'd ever do it again. But ask anyone who has an interest in crime. And when I say the name Jim Pennifer, Clark David Lyle, William Asbury, we're talking about some world-class work that these guys did. Now, I know that it's bad. I know it was illegal, and I know it hurt people. But just the sheer numbers, when you talk about the sheer numbers, when you talk about how it was executed, when you talk about the speed with which it was done, when you talk about the movement from one state to the next, when you mention the names Mark Mabel Guthrie, Jeffrey Hugh, William Asbury, Clark David Lamb, Jim Pennifer, you are talking really about like the 1927 New York Yankees. You are talking about the 1973 Oakland Athletics. You are talking about the 1976 Pittsburgh Steelers. You see? So.
Okay, but it's nothing to be proud of.
No. I'm not saying we're proud of it. I'm saying just the sheer numbers of states, victims, and the time span compressed into merely days. What those five men did. Adolf Hitler would leave the room embarrassed. Embarrassed that he even thought he could stand in that company. You know? So.
And I'm listening to their wives and...
No, well, they're all here. Jeff, you want to say hello to Jeffrey?
No, I don't want to say hello to any of these guys.
All right, but he's here. Jeff's wife is here. All right. All right, hold on, Phil.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Christ, they got to...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Walter. Happy birthday to you. All right.
I'm sorry, Phil, it's Walter's birthday. It's no, buddy, for Christ's sake, I don't want your chili. In the name of God, I don't want your chili. Everything I've said to this point indicates that I don't want your chili. I don't want your G.D. chili. I got to watch the way I talk to her because her husband is Walter Bellhaven. You know, but for God's sake.
Well, look at it. Was she a pain in the ass?
A pain in the ass. She came in with a Tupperware. Yes, dear. All right, I'll have some chili. I know who her husband is. I know which side of the bread the butter's on. You know. But no, so we're having a wonderful time. But, so, anyway, thank you so much for having us on your program, Phil. We're enjoying your webcast. But again, I want you to look up William Asbury, just for kicks. Look up William Asbury's name. He was a real craftsman. The number of children, the states, the weapons that he used.
Oh, shut up!
Well, Phil, I didn't mean to harm you or hurt you in any way. Please, Phil, don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
Yeah, hey, look up William Asbury, man. Just the sheer number of victims and the weapons used. Real world-class work. Wow! So I got all the freaking weird-ass pederasts and axe murderers that Herb knows. They're having a webcast party. And Bunny Bellhaven brought her chili. Woo! All right, 1-800-449-8686. We got a few more people to talk to tonight on Webcast Night here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
If Dracula bit you and you were wearing a garlic necklace, wouldn't you sue the garlic farmer? You savvy?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's just some music that Mark has.
Well, it's scaring me, okay?
Well, I'm sorry it's scaring you.
Well, what is it? Some kind of jungle music or what is it? It sounds like a jungle on Mars. What is that? Turn it up. Oh, shut that off. Either shut it off or turn it up really loud, because I'm either going to throw up or have an orgasm.
Yeah, that's great. That's nice to hear. I'm either going to throw up or have an orgasm. Wow. All right, David G. Hall is a real sick animal. Our number 1-800-449-8686 on Webcast Night. Now let's get to the folks that have been hanging on for a long time, listening to us around the country and the world, as it turns out. Here's Nick in Vancouver. Nick, how are you, brother?
Hey, bro. Great show as always.
Oh, thanks, man.
Loving it.
So what you doing, brother? You just sitting there in front of your computer screen, or are you like with humans, or?
No, I'm just sitting here in the dark in my underwear.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're just fidgeting with it, right?
Yeah, I got the webcast up in one corner. I got the chat room up in the other, and we're all just a bunch of douchebags.
The dude's sitting in his underwear and just, yeah, that sounds cool. Like, I was trying to remember... I saw some guy who was talking about, oh, So a couple of guys were online on Sweet Feathery Jesus. I was sort of monitoring their conversation about, you know, when they listened to the show. And it was all very Herb Sewell-like. I mean, you know, they were either pulling the wings off of moths or listening to my show online. Now, one guy goes, do you have a radio and can you get it in your area? He goes, yeah. Then why are you listening online? Because I just, he goes, because I just prefer the whole, you know. He says, I prefer the ability not to, not to go anywhere. He doesn't like the mobility of a radio.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We can't get enough of you over here either.
Well, so you're in Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver, Washington.
There was a time when I was on in Vancouver, Canada. But that those days are long dead.
They dumped you.
Dead and buried. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was tossed out like someone's bacon strip streaked shorts. No one even wanted to bother scrubbing them.
Well, yeah. Hey, I was calling. I had one of those lines. You were reading off those lines. I remember that Doug Danger line where you said, you'd probably do it better than me, but you said something about, I'm going to give you the reporting you deserve from a gay man. I'm going to give it to you straight and hard from a gay man and a gay journalist. It was great.
Good old Doug. God, the guy's so, you know, I can't really tell you, but I was talking to a guy, but it's, and he said, well, what do you think of that Doug Danger character you do? And I said, I'm really proud of that character. He says, why? I said, because you know how GLAAD is always giving out awards for the best gay character on TV or radio? I said, they should give that character an award because he's non-sexual. He's just Doug who's going to kick someone's ass if they're not down with his gay thumb.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah, you know. He's like, he'll go eyeball to eyeball with anybody. All right, Nick, thanks for calling us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, brother. See you later. Folks have backstage passes so they can watch the webcast. If you don't have a backstage pass, well, I guess you're just going to have to go pound sand down a rat hole. 1-800-449-8686 if you're watching our webcast tonight. Here's Greg. He's in North Carolina. Hey, man.
Hey, Phil. What's up?
Now, are you over at the Gloyd party over there?
No, I'm just a Gloyd sitting in the dark by myself in my basement.
So this is obviously the preferred way of listening to Phil Henry, watching the webcast. Sit in the basement in underwear.
Well, see, my house is so ghetto, Phil, that like all my upstairs phone jacks don't work.
Yeah.
So the only place that I can plug into the internet is actually in the basement.
Oh, you just use your cell phone anyway, right?
I don't have a cell phone.
Well,
I'm that sad. I don't even have a car.
Well, what kind of phone do you have, man? How do you call people?
I've just got a regular landline, and this thing, it even craps out on me usually.
Well, if the upstairs has no phone jacks, so your phone is downstairs too in the basement.
Yeah, we just keep the phone upstairs until it dies.
You mean it's a cordless?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You keep it upstairs till it dies.
Yeah, and then, like, we just put it downstairs, and if people call us, we just get to listen to the answering machine and then, you know, yell at the answering machine like, I can't hear you. I can't talk. Call me back.
So if the phone is plugged in up downstairs, the base, but the phone itself could be anywhere in the house.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah. And if it dies, you know, the little button that you push, that it'll beep.
Yeah.
You know, it won't beep anymore. So
check this out. You ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I basically use my cell phone. At my house, I do have a hard landline, and occasionally I'll use it. Guess what's been sitting in the front seat of my car for 2 weeks and is probably just flat dead is the cordless phone from my house.
Yes.
What am I doing with it, man? I mean, why is it there? I think I was out on my driveway one day talking to somebody, and I had to leave for work, so I got out of hell with it, and I just threw it in the car. You know what? All I use now is my cell phone. And you know what? I'm so happy because Pac Bell can go, they can go shove it sideways deep up left until blood trickles.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
Follow that little girl that gives you the directions, you know, third block, make a left, straight down.
Yeah, straight down, pit one. All right, man, thanks for calling.
Yeah, Phil, I've been listening to you for 3 years now, loving every minute of it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, dude, keep up the good work.
All right, go look for the phone. Bye. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
This is a really cool ad from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, it's possible that you've been exposed. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Here it is. Friends, it's possible that you've been exposed to gamma radiation that could alter your body chemistry and genetics, and that when you get angry, you might turn into a large green muscle man with a speech impediment and elastic pants. But now, Peenemann Enterprises can help you forget your worries about those embarrassing moments when getting angry in traffic could cause you to pick up someone's car and throw it into the Pacific, into the Pacific Ocean. Peenemann Enterprises presents the new Hulk Bong. Get the Hulk Bong sized perfectly for biochemical mutants with anger issues. The Hulk Bong can accommodate Dave Chappelle's Dave Chappelle sized lips and half the marijuana output of the Mexican state of Guerrero. Get the new Hulk Bong, new from Peenemann Enterprises. Sweet God. Well, let's go back to the phones here. Who's been hanging on the longest, man, is the best thing. Oh, Andrew from Alaska. Andrew, how are you, man?
Hey.
I just looked up there. 37 minutes, dude. How's it been?
My ear's numb.
Hey, dude, are you the fat man that keeps bugging me about...
No, that's Small Bob.
Oh. You know that guy?
No, I think I might have been sitting next to him in band last night.
Yeah, some dude was, like, kept bugging me for... 5X t-shirts, like, hey, Phil, I can well imagine what this guy looks like. Probably like Grizzly Adams, you know, on just huge portions of mashed potatoes. But the guy's like, when are you going to come out with a 5X size shirt? I go, I'm fat, man, but I ain't that fat. I go, we better get some fat man shirts for our Alaska people.
Well, I'm average size, so don't. Hey, I always thought there was a big wall of glass there between you and the producer, but
no, man, not Mark and I.
Back and forth shattered.
Yeah, Mark's right here, man. But you can see Wayne. Flip on the thing so they can see Wayne. There's Wayne. I'll see you later, brother. I gotta get going, man. I thank you for calling. I love you all. I love you all. La 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 la.